paragraph Yud Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal switches to a pasuk in Koheles, chapter 11, pasuk Beis, where there the pasuk says, Ten chelek l'shiva, give a portion of what you have to seven, your bread, your drink, share your stuff with seven, v'gam l'shmoina, and also to another eight. Kiloy seida ma'iya ro'al horetz, because you don't know what kind of terrible things could still happen to the world. Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu shetzrichen lahamshich shiva tikunim anal. This pasuk is alluding to the seven tikunim that we spoke about earlier. Shehem shloisha kavei ho'emes, the three channels of emes, of truth. Shemeirin barboa chelke adibor, which shine into the four branches of speech. Shehem bechinas shiva knei menorah, they are symbolized by the seven branches of the menorah, the candelabra. Shiva simei haShabbos, the 7 days of the week. Shekol elu haShiva bechinos meirin bechanukah, whereby all seven of these things, the three channels of emes and the four categories of dibur, all of them shine very brightly on Chanukah. Hainu, because on Chanukah is when they lit, they reinitiated the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Mikdash, that seven-rung candelabra. Hainu, kalidei elu sheva bechinois mamshichim kedusha Shabbos limeachol, because through these seven things, the three kavim of emes and the four chalki adibur, that's how we draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Shezeh ikar bechinas Chanukah. That's one of the main goals of Chanukah. One of the main things that we're trying to achieve by celebrating this holiday of Chanukah is being zeicha to get to a level where we're able to draw from the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Vezehu vegam l'shmoina. And that's why the pasuk says there, and also to eight. Give to seven and also to eight. Bechinas shmoina simei Chanukah kanal. That represents the 8 days of Chanukah. We have the menorah in the Beis Mikdash, which was seven branches, eight for 8 days. Vezehu kiloy seida ma'ir ro'al horetz. And this is why the pasuk says there, because you don't know what kind of terrible things can happen to the earth. Hainu shehagolus mis'arech moid. What the pasuk there is telling us is that the exile that we're in is dragging on for a long, long time. And who knows what's up ahead? Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Who knows, as difficult as things are now, who knows what's going to be tomorrow? Alkein onu tzrichin lahamshich al atzmeinu b'chol pam b'chinas he'oras yimei Chanukah. This is why we have to always be trying to draw upon ourselves the light of Chanukah, shehu b'chinas toid avoido kanal, which is this realization of how important it is to praise Hashem and thank Hashem for all of His goodness. Lihiyos moida al ho'ovor gam beis hatzorach hashom. To be able to recognize and acknowledge and express our appreciation for all the good things that Hashem did for us in the past, even while we're going through major conflict right now, even though we're going through major suffering right now, mamish, terrible situation, still, we're allowed to take a break for a minute, hit a pause button, and reflect on the goodness of Hashem, all the good things Hashem has done for us up until now, and be able to express our gratitude and appreciation for that. Afilu imhu kamayshu, no matter where the person's at, no matter what level the person's at, even if the person's been very terrible. Ki daiko al yedei zeh, Iker kiyum Yisroel bagolus, because it's this formula that's the most important thing in keeping the Jews alive in exile, beklal ubeprotius kol echad v'echad, the Jewish nation as a whole, and each and every single individual Jew. The only way a Jew is going to be able to make it through these terrible times of golus is if a Jew is able to realize and follow the formula that's been defined here. this formula of being able to hit a stop button all the time and then focus on the good things, on positive things, and express tremendous gratitude and appreciation to Hashem for that. And that becomes a springboard to open up the person's mouth and heart to be able to beg Hashem for help and rescue and everything. And that's how a person can survive even during the worst times in Golus. V'ata mekusher ha-posek ma'id. Now we can understand the connection, the flow in that pasuk in Koheles that we just learned before. Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. Give a portion of what you have to 7 and also to 8. Shezeo b'chinas Chanukah. This is talking all about Chanukah. B'chinas toida v'hoida. The thanks offering to Hashem and the praise. Shaydeze ikra kiyum b'chol harois v'atzoris chashom. This is the main thing that gives us the ability to survive through all the terrible, terrible, difficult times. Chas v'shalom. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues over there. Kiloi seida ma'ir al oretz. Because you don't know what kind of terrible things are going to happen in the world. Ulai yavir olecho mashiyavir chas v'shalom. What the pasuk is saying is, you don't know what kind of tsunami, what kind of tidal wave, what kind of hurricane could be coming at you any minute. And when that happens, it's going to seem to you as if it's impossible for you to survive it. It's all over, finished. However, through this holiday of Chanukah, which represents the praise and thanks of to Hashem, shetizkor b'chol pam chazdi Hashem v'nevois v'alecha, whereby a Jew will do everything he can to remember at all times, even when he's going through very terrible times, to remind himself of the good things that Hashem did for him, the tremendous kindness and miracles. Aydeze tischazek b'chol pam. That'll help the person be able to hold on throughout all the different times. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, moida lovar v'tsoyek losid lovayim. So the Gemara says this, that to praise Hashem and thank Hashem for the past, and that will enable you to scream and cry and beg for a good future. Vaydeze tiske liyeshuais neflois b'chol pam. And this is how you'll be zeicha to accomplish, to achieve major, incredible, wondrous Yeshuas at all times. Hashem will do tremendous miracles for you. Ad shetiske legula shleima, until you'll be zeicha to the final redemption, mehera speedily, amen v'amen. Paragraph Yud Gimel. In this next section, Rav Nosson Zal is going to do something that he does every once in a while. He's going to actually take us into the writings of the Arizal and give us a little bit, mamish, a little bit of what the Arizal says about Chanukah, what names of Hashem are working in Chanukah, what different Yichudim we're supposed to have in mind at different times. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie the Arizal's words into what we've been learning so far from Rabbeinu Zal on this topic. V'ze b'chinas ma'shekosuv b'kavonas. What we've been learning till now is tied into what's written in the writings of the Arizal. She'ikar hamshochas ho'oyer shel ner Chanukah nimshach me'b'chinas Hashem HaKadosh Nachal. That the way that a Jew draws upon himself the light of Chanukah, the way that Hashem shines the light of Chanukah down into this world, is via the name of Hashem, Nun Ches Lamed, Nachal. Shenimshach Mibina. That name of Hashem comes from the sphere of Bina. Shehu Roshei Tevois, and that name of Hashem makes up the first letters of the bracha that we make on the candles. Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. The first letters of those three words spell the word Nachal, which is a special name of Hashem that's tied into Bina, the sphere of Bina, which is the eighth sphere when you're counting from the bottom up. Ayin Sham, look over there in the writings of the Arizal, where he mentions this. And by the way, this is one of the reasons for those who do not say Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, but rather say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, to be able to connect these three letters. The Nun Ches Lamed, this special name of Hashem, which is the one that broadcasts the light of Chanukah into the world. And in fact, the word Nachal is Bigimatria Chanukah. This name of Hashem with the Koilel is Bigimatria Chanukah. Hainu, now Rav Nosson Zal expands a little bit. Ki Isa Bekavonas HaTfila, the Arizal in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim, where he discusses Tfila, mentions Sheze Hashem Nachal Hu Roshei Tevois Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem. That this special name of Hashem Nachal is found in a pasuk in Tehillim that we say every single day. We say it in Hoidu every single day. We say it on Shabbos also. Nafshenu chiksol Hashem ezreinu umogineinu hu. Ki vo yismach libeinu ki v'shem kod shevetochnu yihi chaz rasha. V'ze ikar kedushas Chanukah. And this is the whole essence of Chanukah. This is the real holiness of Chanukah. Shemamshichim bechinas toido hoido boilam. That on Chanukah we draw this gift, this ability to say thank you and to praise Hashem, to show real gratitude and appreciation and recognition to Hashem for all the good He's done for us. Shehu shiashu oilam haba. This is all referred to as the pleasure of oilam haba, of the world to come. Because in this world, our thanks is mixed up with all kinds of terrible feelings of anger and resentment and fear and worry and brokenheartedness over all the struggles and difficulties we're going through. Whereas in the future, in Olam Haba, there's only goodness, no bad, no suffering, no problems. And this is why many people try. So we said that this is the pleasure of Olam Haba, where there it's going to be all goodness, all good. But many people try to draw that into this world. Meaning that even though this world is not all goodness and happiness and all wonderfulness, in this world there's good and bad. There's good times and bad times. The Gemara says when something good happens, you make such a bracha. When a tragedy hits, you make a different bracha. Still, we try to draw that light of Olam Haba, that culture, the futuristic culture of Olam Haba, which is going to be thank you, thank you, thank you, everything is wonderful. We try to draw that into this world. When? On Chanukah especially. That's the holiday when we have the greatest hashpo, the greatest flow of this light called thank you. Toido and Hoido. Shehu bechinas bina. We said that this toida and hoida represents olam haba, which is synonymous with bina, because this world was created in 7 days. In this world, everything is guided by the number seven. 7 weeks in a shemitah, 7 years in a shemitah, 7 shemitahs in a yovel. But the world, the future world, is called number eight above, which is bina, the eighth sphere when you're counting from the bottom up. Shehu bechinas olam haba kiyadua, and we know that bina is associated with olam haba. Umishom mamshichem bechinas heoras Hashem Hakodesh Nachal, and it's from there, from bina, from olam haba, that we draw upon ourselves this light, this special light of toida and hoido, via this name of Hashem Nachal, called Nachal. Shehu roshei tevois nafshenu chiksol Hashem, which comes from the first letters of these three words. Nafshenu, our soul, chiksa, is waiting and yearning for Hashem. Hainu, what's the message in that? Hainu shenizke tomid lachakois uletzapois leishuas Hashem. Meaning that a Jew should always have hope, never giving up. I'm waiting, and I'm yearning, and I'm hoping for Hashem. I know He's right around the corner. I know Mashiach is about to come. I know that the solution to my problems is about to go into effect. That's this nafshenu chiksol Hashem. Ezreinu Mogineinu Hu, that we're mamish waiting for Hashem who's coming any minute. Like a child who has some kind of a problem, and the child looks like they're about to burst into tears, but they're not crying. And the person says, well, "You know what's going on?" The person says, "I have this terrible, terrible problem. But my daddy's going to be coming any minute, or my mommy's going to come any minute." You know, that kind of feeling. Haynu shenizke tomid lechakois uletzapois liyeshuas Hashem, that a Jew should always have this hope. We're always hoping and waiting and trusting that the Yeshua of Hashem is coming. How? What gives us the ability? What gives us that confidence, that trust? Because we see the multitude of miracles and good things that Hashem has done for us till now. That's the thank you and the praises. We're thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for things we saw. I saw with my own eyes Hashem did fabulous things for me. And Rabbi Nazal says over there in Likut Imran, in Torah Beis, Likut Imran Tanina, that through this toido hoido, that's what turns on this procedure of the three channels of Emes shining into the four aspects of Dibur. And that's the whole concept of lighting the Chanukah menorah, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran. Because the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was seven branches. That's these three kavim of Emes shining into the four Chalukim of Dibur. Nimtzo shehadlokas ner Chanukah humebichinas toido hoido. So we see, therefore, that the whole concept of lighting Chanukah candles is drawing on this toido hoido, this special Olam Haba. Shehu shashu Olam Haba. That's the pleasures of Olam Haba. Bechinas Bina, which is associated with the sphere of Bina. Shemishom Hashem Nachal Kanal. That's where this name of Hashem is plugged in. It's plugged into Olam Haba. It's plugged into Bina. Shehu bechinas nafshenu chiksol Hashem. That pasuk shows our trust and confidence and hope that Hashem is going to help. I know Hashem has always helped me in the past. He's definitely going to help me now. Dahainu lechakois, to wait. Uletzapois Hashem, and to be looking for Hashem and hoping and yearning that Hashem is definitely going to help me. Shezeu b'chinas toida hanal. That's this toida. Lihiyos moida al hovar. How does a person do that? How in the world do you still keep up this faith and this hope? The answer is, the way that I do it is by remembering that this ain't the first time. This isn't the first time that I've been in a mess, or that our people have been in a mess. We've been in a mess many times before, starting from Adam Arishon, starting from when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. And since then, Hashem has always come through. He's always bailed us out, so he'll bail us out this time again. Lios moida lovar, by acknowledging the past, umevakesh lahabo, and then going ahead and pleading, begging Hashem for what we need in the future. Shezehu ikar bechinas Chanukah. This is the real essence of Chanukah. Ayin b'hatoyra hanal, Rav Nosson Zal says, look over chapter 2 in Likut Imran Tanina. Well, the Torah that this halacha is based on, the Torah which is entitled Yemei Chanukah, Heim Yemei Hoidah, the days of Chanukah are days of praise to Hashem, ubekavonois, and also look in the writings of the Arizal, in the explanation that he gives regarding Chanukah, v'tovin heitev, and you'll understand much better, you'll understand very, very well what we discussed over here. U'bechazde Hashem v'yishuosoi, and with Hashem's great kindness and salvation, akaveh, I hope, levayer kol kavonas Chanukah. I hope that I'm going to have the schus to explain everything that the Arizal writes over there about Chanukah, al pi ha-toyra anal, based on that chapter of Likut Imran, Kasherochash libi umisnoitzeitz bedaiti. As my heart is tingling, like my heart is feeling, Reb Nosson says, I'm feeling the connections. And in my mind is sparking, my mind is shining with all the connections between the Arizal's explanation of Hanukkah and what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutimran. V'la Hashem Haishua, and may Hashem help me to succeed in doing this. And this is what he's actually going to do now in the next few paragraphs. He's going to go into more detail in what the Arizal says there, and he's going to tie it in and connect it beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 2 in Likutei Moharan Tanina.